A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look so intently at us, as if we had made him walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death. But God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man whom you see and know, his name has been made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him his perfect health in the presence of all of you. Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he announced beforehand through the mouth of the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you time of refreshment and send you the Christ already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people. Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, in your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed. But for you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways. The word of the Lord. O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with the crown of honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. All sheep and oxen, yes, all the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the path of the seas. O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do these questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything there here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And then he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things, the gospel of the Lord. And so today we start to figure out what the resurrection is going to be. Again, you always got to remember what Jesus did, so must we. And so here's Jesus, physically resurrected. He said, look it, here, see the hands, see the feet, it's still there, it's me, I'm not a ghost. Some people think when you die, you become a ghost. That's not part of the resurrection. Not only that, he ate, He ate fish. Again, if that's all we're going to do in heaven, I'm not going. But the reality is, he ate. So it shows us about the resurrection, that we're not going to be angels one day flying around, look, I got my wings, the bell's rung, I got my wings, wrong. The resurrection is a bodily resurrection. We say it every Sunday. The resurrection of the body, transformed body, glorified body, but body. And so we always got to remember that, or we slip into heresy. And then once we get this, the way we experience this is we need to know repentance, right? It says repentance, first reading. What should we do? You need to repent. And again, people of God, repentance is doing things God's way instead of our way. And too often, even when it comes to our religion, our Catholicism, it's my way. It's not about what everybody else does. It's not about what they teach. This is what I like to do. Well, again, who cares? We all have one purpose, to do things God's way. And if we do that, and we repent, and we decide, I'm going to do everything God's way, then we too will get a resurrected body. We too will get that. If we repent of all things selfishness, all things doing it my way, and do it his way. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.